Let's go live to Bermuda. Peter Burling is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, my God. I could not be more excited, and I assume you've blown a diff already or you've blown something. Just work us through how you're feeling.
You know, we're just on top of the world. And, you know, to be able to go there today and put together that race that we did, you know, I think this shows, you know, what an incredible group of people we've pulled together here in Bermuda. And we're just, you know, still sinking in, you know, what we've managed to achieve, but we're going to enjoy it now.
Did you go out today thinking in your heart of hearts this was the day and you were going to win it?
Well, we definitely, you know, that's exactly what we're aiming for. But at the same time, you know, we were set up for a one hell of a battle if we had to. And, you know, we're pretty blown away by, you know, being able to get it done today. But, you know, it's a bit of a weird feeling at the same time, you know, when you're preparing for an extra few days racing. So we're just going to enjoy this moment.
Were you surprised? I've got so many questions for you. Were you surprised at the lack of speed of Oracle initially?
No, I think we actually sailed really well that first weekend. And, you know, I think it's, you know, shows you how good the Challenger Series was, you know, how well practiced we were after racing Artemis at the AAR. And I think we were just a lot, you know, more race ready when we arrived. But, you know, then they really stepped up their game, you know, over the last little bit. And then you know, it felt like we had some really good racing on our hands. But, you know, I think it was pretty special the way we could just keep upping, you know, our performance, keep stepping forward, you know, at the same time to keep taking race wins.
Explain to us what changed in the start box. There was so much consternation here about your inability to get across the line well, and by the time it counted, you were a genius.
Good to see, mate. Yeah, no, we're really happy with, you know, the way we're starting. And to be honest, it's something we hadn't done a lot of practice, you know, when we did get here. You know, we've just been trying to get the boat in really good shape and make everything work. And, you know, to be able to, you know, step up like that as a sailing team, you know, it's something that I think, you know, fully contributes to where we got to.
Once you get it underway and once you're winning and once you look good, does it become psychological and you believe you will win?
Yeah, we've always believed we could do this. And, you know, it's something that I think that's been the goal of this team. You know, we've all been here for 3 years to win this thing and to, you know, bring it home to New Zealand. And, you know, now that we've done that, you know, it's just sinking in. But, you know, it's been an incredible amount of support from back home, incredible amount of support for us up here. And, you know, there's so many people we'd like to thank, but we can't name them all. So, you know, we're just blown away by, you know, the amount everyone's pushed in to do this.
That's good to hear, because how much of that infiltrates? Because every time I've talked to Grant Dalton, he talks about being in the bubble, being in the bubble, being in the bubble. Are you in a bubble, or does it infiltrate?
Oh, no, we definitely feel it, you know, and we really enjoy it and strive on it, you know, and it's something that, you know, I don't think we'd be here without our fans. We've got to go to a press conference.
No worries, mate. You go and answer all the questions. Appreciate you calling and appreciate it very much. Warmest congratulations.
Hey, no worries.
Nice to talk. Peter Burling, that was very kind of him to call him before the press conference. And what a champion he is and what a story he is. When you think back a couple of years ago to the Dean Barker scenario and Burling and Tuke were dragged in, and a lot of people went, well, what the hell's that all about? And what do they know about sailing? And Dean's our man and we love Dean and we still do. But gee whiz, they knew something that most of us didn't at the time. And these were the guys of the future. And they went to Rio and they won in the 49s, of course. And the one question I regret not asking him, and I wanted to know what the difference between Rio and this is. Which is better? I mean, you know, what a choice, eh? First world problems.